Nurse Judy, True Confessions, Part 2. Hello, Mark. This is Nurse Judy. I had a word with my supervisor, and I have some troubling information to deliver. I'm not exactly sure how to do this. Let me start from the beginning. When I talked to my supervisor today, she looked at me kind of strangely and said, "You're absolutely glowing." She said something isn't right, and I kind of looked at her like she was nuts, and she said, "For a woman your age, there are only two reasons why you would be glowing like that. One is you're pregnant, or two, you're having an affair." And I was kind of shocked because I'm not pregnant, and she proceeded to tell me that I needed to stop. Just stop. That she wasn't going to tell my husband, but she was going to fire me if I continued to do what I'm doing. We had an extremely long conversation, and it went on much longer than expected, but as she thought about things, she told me that she could kind of understand how I feel, that working as a sex therapist can sometimes turn out to be a challenging gig, and it's not unusual for therapists like me to get drawn into inappropriate behaviors. It's a natural tendency that we have to look out for, because as we help men get aroused to improve their sexual performance, we can sometimes get too carried away, especially when we're asked to demonstrate some of our more intimate masturbation techniques. She did say that ordinarily, she would not encourage a relationship like ours outside of marriage. But given the kind of situation I'm in, as a professional, I should be able to handle this relationship after establishing some very clear boundaries. She said that some of the things that she's seeing for me is crossing the line very much. And she said that she and I both know that I have a difficult time recognizing safe and unsafe boundaries. She said that she just can't see me having an affair. She said that she was just going to assume that this was a mishap on my part, and that I was getting mixed signals and I was having difficulties discerning what is right and what is wrong. And she said that she would continue to let me work here, and all of this is just between me and her, if I stop. She could tell that I was not too excited about stopping, and we talked about a lot of the things that you and I do, and I showed her some of the things that we've been doing. And then she just flat out asked me for my phone. She said, "You know, we're being completely honest here, and I'm cutting you some slack. Give me the honest truth, and let me see your phone and some of your most recent emails." So I did, and she looked slightly shocked, but she kept herself together very well and didn't flip out or freak out or anything. So I figured that this was something she has to deal with quite often. She said, "How about this? After reading your phone messages, what if I tell you which of these things are acceptable and which of these things are not?" So I agreed. She said that either one of us masturbating and recording it and sending it to the other was a huge no-no. Recording what the other person wants to do is a no. Saying I want you to fuck me or give it to me is a no. But she did say that writing erotica is okay. She said that as long as it was like a story format and it was written in a John and Anna kind of way, that it was okay. But any writing that includes me and you, I and us, is not okay. I want you to, I wish we could, those kind of things, not okay. She gathered that you bought me some lingerie, and I told her, "Yes, you did." And she said, "No, do not. That's crossing the line." I told her that you bought me underwear. She said that if you have a friend, and the friend knows your needs are not being met, and if your friend gives you money for shoes, that's okay, but underwear is a different story. She said that having another man buy them for you is a no. I also told her about the sex toys you bought me, and she said that's not okay. She said you could send me money, and however I choose to use it is okay, but you can't give me gifts or money to buy things that are not okay. I asked her about erotica and about sharing things through the internet. She said that it was kind of like any book club and having conversations with people that are reading the same book, and she said that's okay, as long as we don't read erotica to each other. She said it's okay if we discuss what we read, as long as the discussion that we have doesn't have anything vulgar. She said that if I said something like, when I read this book, it made me want to fuck you, then that's not okay. She said that me reading you things that you've written is a no if it puts me in a sex scene doing things with you. She said that we could share conversations about our own sexual experiences that were good and bad, and the struggles that we have, and that we could even engage in deep conversations. A give and take, not, I want to do this to you, or I want you to do this for me. She said girls talk to one another about sex, and guys talk to one another about sex, so guys and girls can talk to one another about sex. So we're friends, and we can talk to one another about sex. That's helpful and liberating for me, and she said that it's probably helpful for you too. She said that platonic friendship is what should always be allowed, and she said talking to one another like a friend is okay. Overall, she pretty much said, change it, stop it, you have a week. By next week, it needs to be over and done. But she said you don't have to cut this person completely out of your life because she didn't think an affair was my intent. She just said tweak it and fix it and continue if you want to. She said it needs to stop, or I could get fired, and she gave me a week to figure it out. So it appears that we can still talk about sex in deep conversations. We can still write erotica, and we can still listen to erotica on books or on tape. You can give me money if that's what you choose to do, if it's for needs or as a gift, but not if it's to take and buy lingerie or a sex toy. She's been a huge help to me, and I definitely don't want to lose this job and her support. I'm grateful for what she is and not seeing this as an affair. She knows that having an affair is not who I am. She's laid it out very clearly what is right and what is wrong. And I will do what she says to follow these strict guidelines so I can keep my job. Based on our conversation, she made me drop a list of do's and don'ts for you to see. Here's the list. Acceptable. Conversing about things that are not sexual. Conversing about things that are sexual with the understanding that it's to seek clarity or for help or frustrations with your partner. Recordings of non-sexual topics, recordings of chit-chat, or recordings of venting. Gifts are okay as long as they are not sexual. Discussing books of a sexual and non-sexual nature as long as we're not talking about having sex with each other. Gray area. A phone call in real life, within reason, but not daily. Writing erotica, not provoked or about you, me, us, can you, will you, stuff like that. Reading erotica, it would be difficult because discussing it in the wrong way would be a no. Not acceptable. So no recording of masturbating, no recording or video of each other in a sexual context, no reading erotica to one another, no writing erotica for the other person. No writing or reading to one another in scenarios that are about me, you, us, each other, I want you to, or I wish you would. No buying sex toys for me. No buying sexy PJs or lingerie for me. No pictures of undies or nightwear. No selfies unless it includes something besides just you. Like a horse and me and kids, a family portrait. No reading scripts or reading stories. It can't be a friends with benefits relationship. No pushing for more. No twisting of situations to make them seem less wrong. No means no. Not how about this instead, or but think of it this way. Since this puts limits on our therapeutic, I want to offer you two options on behalf of our sex clinic that my supervisor thought would honor our commitment to your treatment program. First, you can continue seeing me if we agree to stay within the boundaries I've outlined, especially when it comes to an understanding that no means no. Second, I'll introduce you to another one of our sex therapists named Star. Star is a self-proclaimed slut and whore. She has no boundaries at all, and my supervisor lets her get away with the murder. She's a sex fiend and a nymph, and will do anything sexual with anybody at any time. She likes women, she likes men, she likes conventional and non-conventional sex. She likes BDSM and any other sexual fetish you could possibly imagine. No boundaries. The sky is the limit with Star. If it's okay with you, I'm going to introduce you to Star so she can help you with any special requests you may have. We already have a session scheduled tomorrow, and we can continue with our clinical relationship as long as we stick to the boundaries I've listed. Is this okay with you? Please say yes. Please say yes. Warm regards, Nurse Judy.